It's time to say hello again to the Mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall, as we present another edition of our regular chat. So again, welcome, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, Andy. It's always a pleasure to be with Radio Way.
Now, our listeners may be wondering how a mayor gets invited to events and what's involved in preparing to attend. So let's explore this area. How can the public go about making a request for your attendance?
So there's a couple of ways of doing that. You can do it the old-fashioned way. Write me a nice letter and send it to the civic offices telling me all about your event. Or the fast way, which everyone chooses nowadays, which is send me an email. And the email address is very straightforward. It is the.mayor@runnymede.gov.uk.
So the emails come in. So what type of events are you asked to attend?
I'm asked to attend all sorts of things. So recently I've just been visiting all the independent living centres in Runnymede. That's where our more mature members of our community all go to live. And I went to go and visit five of those. So that's a fairly standard mayoral visit, I can imagine. But sometimes they have a 100th birthday there.
Right.
And then I will put on my robes and I will go along and make that a very special occasion. Or I may well be invited to plant a tree, or I may well be invited to cut a ribbon. Cutting ribbon seems to be favourite.
So you're getting used to using a pair of scissors very frequently, I guess.
I'm very professional at it now.
Brilliant. So once that diary is finalised and the event is planned, what preparations do you need to make in readiness for attending at the event?
I look up as much information as I can about the organisation, especially if they've asked me to write a speech or say something, so I can be very informed about what I'm saying. I'll also have a person contact them individually to make sure there's a parking space, make sure that there might be some water available to me when we're outside, especially to know where facilities might be, and just generally to make sure that it all goes very smoothly. The event is very important to the individual that's invited me and my husband to go along, and we want to make it as special as possible for them.
So as always, preparation is key, and obviously sometimes you're on a very tight time schedule as well, aren't you?
You must have had a peek into my diary, Andy. So on Sunday I am going from the Chertsey ploughing match, and then I go on to Chertsey Bowls Club for their finals day, and then in the afternoon, I will be at the Mayor of Spelthorne's civic service. So that's a Sunday. I wouldn't call it my day off, but it's going to be very busy.
It's a busy one. But talking about your diary and looking back over the last couple of weeks, the main event, I think, has been the Egham Royal Show, which was on over the August bank holiday weekend. 2 days of enjoyment for the whole family in that. And you were there. And what were you asked to do at the event?
So I was asked to open the Egham Royal Show with my scissors. The aforementioned scissors. And then they took me for a lovely ride around the showground in a vintage Bentley that was the very proud vehicle of one of the committee members. So that was a real treat. And then they asked me to go and visit the Birds of Prey. So I had a very long conversation with the kookaburra.
Oh, yes. And I think we've met that kookaburra at Fates as well at Radio Way. It's quite a chatty...
He's a vintage kookaburra, don't you know?
Absolutely. Chats away, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he's 16 years old. So after I'd done all of that, they let me have a little bit of time off before I went off and did some judging in the horticultural tent. And then it was time to depart for day one. Oh, just before that, I happened to walk past a reptile tent and I had a royal python put on my shoulders.
Oh, you are such a daredevil. It's amazing. So that was day one. And you're back then on the Sunday?
So I was back on the Sunday. For the Sunday, I went into the model tent. Now, I don't know if you've been in there, but it is an extraordinary place. If you like to see tiny details, the attention that the people have spent to make these, there were Lego models, there were models of boats, there were railway models, there was a man that was very enthusiastic about Concorde, you name it, it was in this tent. I could have spent all day in there. And then we had the president's lunch, and then the highlight of the afternoon was watching a group of young people on motorbikes.
Oh, right.
Now, when we think about young people, we don't think five-year-olds on motorbikes, do we?
Not necessarily, no.
There was a five-year-old on a motorbike at the Egham Royal Show. He was the cutest little thing I have ever seen, and what a brave little chap. And he was jumping off little ramps. It was extraordinary.
So it was a wonderful display team there.
Oh, it was wonderful. Everything about the Egham Royal Show, they were so lucky. The weather was marvellous. There was such a great atmosphere there. The volunteers do everything they can to make it such a good day out for everybody. I'm looking forward to next year.
Brilliant, also. And I believe other mayors from other boroughs were along as well for the President's Lunch.
Correct. We used it as a showcase event to show what Runnymede can do. The other Surrey mayors, I believe we had five, Belthorne, Elmbridge, the chair of Surrey County Council, Epsom and Yule, and Surrey Heath. We had a absolutely wonderful afternoon showing them round, saying this is how we do it here in Runnymede.
Brilliant. And also, I believe there was a visitor from Germany as well.
Indeed. We're actually twinned with a town in Germany called Bergisch Gladbach in Rhine-Westphalia, and they are super keen. They're twinned with Runnymede, so they're twinned with all of us in the borough. We're actually going to go and see those, not this weekend, the following weekend, so I'm very much looking forward to that. And they have a little corner in their town called Runnymede Corner, and I'm very much looking forward to being in Runnymede Corner, and I think we might have to think up Bergisch Gladbach Corner somewhere in our borough too.
That's a great idea. So I like that. Well, I tell you what, we'll talk more about that in our next chat, because it will be interesting to understand town twinning with all the colleagues that you have in Runnymede. So we'll put that to one side. But for the time being, let's say thanks again, Madam Mayor. And it's always a joy speaking to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Andy.